You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Thursday morning to you. Welcome to the house. Bring a friend, yeah. First of all, I hope you're having a good Thursday morning so far, right? He did it again? Really? No. This is like stupid stuff. No. He wasn't saying that he didn't think they're interfering in the election. He was saying, no, you don't want to answer any more questions. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't mean to say would. I meant to say wouldn't. Good God, man. You know, that's a problem when you think you're smarter than everybody. And you think that as long as you keep running your mouth, people will keep believing it. And, you know, it's, I think for a lot of people, for a lot of conservatives, you know, that's the Dixie chick mistake, right? Like, you know, say what you want on American soil for American consumption. Go to a foreign country and do it. For whatever reason, the country doesn't like that. So when you're standing next to the president of, the democratically elected president of Russia, when you're standing next to that guy, you better stand up and be somebody who we recognize. Okay? Because if you're not that man or woman, Americans don't like it. For whatever reason. And I know it's unfair. But, I mean, straight up piece of comedy yesterday. And it's like he's the little kid who can't keep himself from lying. But you're watching it going, what? And then later on in the day, the question about, was there a conversation, between the president and Vladimir Putin about extraditing Americans to Russia? What? What? Hannah Montana say what? Well, it was something that President Putin brought up and has taken under. I don't know what exactly the words were that she said, but, like, how are we screwing the easy things up, right? So it's just like, and it's like, no. Again, this is like, the guy you need to get on the phone is Bill Clinton, okay? The master of all liars, okay? In fact, maybe they called him, Bill. Yes, the president's on the line. Can you hold on? Oh, yeah, sure. Bill, Don Trump, how you doing? Hey, Mr. President, how you doing? I'm good. What are you doing? Just sitting here eating some chicken wings. Oh, well, good. I guess you had a good time. Yeah. Hey, I need some advice. I kind of stepped in it. Yeah, I was watching. That wasn't real good. Yeah, I kind of stepped in it. And can you help me out with this? Come on. Can I help you tell a lie? Are you kidding me? I've been lying since the day I could speak. All right, so what do you think I ought to say? I don't know. Give me 5 minutes. Let me watch The Answer, and I'll think of something. This stuff just comes to me. I got to tell you, Mr. President, as far as being a liar, I don't have too many peers, I got to tell you. I was hoping you'd say something like that. Okay, you got my cell. I'll be standing by. Clinton looks at the videotape. And it's not even difficult, this one. What's that? I meant to say wouldn't. I don't know why it wouldn't be Russia. Oh, man. That is so beautiful. It's in its simplicity. Yes. You know, I told you, I got a gift for this. It just comes to me. I'm watching it. Boom. Yeah, I just misspoke. I read the transcripts, wondered what all the hullabaloo was, thought everything went pretty well. And I see the word wouldn't, and I'm thinking, that's not what I said. So then, not only do I have the transcript in front of me, now I'm watching the video, and damn, I did say would. Well, hell, I sure as hell meant wouldn't. Everybody knows that. Wow. What a piece of brilliance. Thank you. Thanks, Bill. No problem, Don. Anytime. Hey, make sure your boys stay away from my foundation. Yeah, I'll talk to him. Not on great terms, though, with the Justice Department and the FBI, so. But I'll make sure I keep him away from you, all right? Thank you, Mr. President. So 24 hours goes by, and phone rings again. Mr. Clinton, the President's standby on the line. Oh, wow, again. Don, what's up? Oh, shit. I just had another one. What happened? Should I turn on the news? Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. At the end of a meeting, press comes in, and I get asked, do you still believe the Russians are, do you still believe the Russians are involved in undermining our elections? And I shake my head and I say, no. You said what? Don, they've been undermining our elections since Stalin was a corporal. Trump. Who? You know, Joseph Stalin, the dictator. Never heard of him. Maybe I should read a little bit more. Yeah, you probably should. Probably should crack a book every once in a while. I know it's been a while since you were at Wharton, so, yeah, you know, I should read a little bit more. So, all right, let me hold on. Just hold on. I'm sure it's up on YouTube. I like YouTube. Let me just go check it. Just stay here. I'm going to watch it. So now you can hear in the background him going. And then you hear the audio playing. And then you hear Clinton say this. Jesus Christ Almighty, Mr. President. What are you thinking about? Why can't you answer a question about Russia and Vladimir Putin? I just get nervous. I don't know. Well, hell. Kind of screwed on this because she asked the question and you say no three times. Kind of like St. Peter after Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. Denied him three times. Bill, do we have to go there? Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know, being Southern, being raised a Baptist, I got that Bible in my head. Sometimes I can't get away from it. Not that it ever affected my behavior very much, if you know what I mean, Mr. President. Yeah, I know what you mean. Can we get back to business, Bill? I need your help on this. All right, stand by. You said no three times, kind of like St. Peter. I think that's kind of funny. Hold on. It'll come to me. It'll come to me, Bill. I mean, Mr. President, it always does. Called you Bill. I still think I'm the president sometimes. Now, in the background, you can hear Trump strumming his fingers. He needs, right? Hey, Mr. President, mind if I ask you a question? How can you do this again? We just talked yesterday. I gave you a golden nugget. I gave you the parachute. It all got shut down. Right? Unless they're going to call you a straight-up liar, which I guess some people will, CNN, you know. But you got Fox defending you. So then MSNBC, they'll call you a liar too. But, you know, as long as you got that your story in the mix, you're pretty good to go. Mainstream's not going to call you a liar. Some will. Most won't. So, that was good. How'd you do this? Why can't you answer the question? Yes, of course. It's a historical fact. Why would you say no three times like Peter did? Hey, stop it with the Peter thing. Hold on. Mr. President, it's coming to me. It's coming to me. Yeah. You were answering a different question. Because you know how they shout all that crap out at you while you're standing there? I mean, look, I'm watching the video. You're standing there like you sitting there like you always do towards the end. You got your arms across your chest like you're protecting yourself, like you got attacked or something, like you're a bit nervous. I don't know why you do that. I think your body language should be of a more confident man. I don't know. I noticed that a couple times. Just thought I'd let you know. Bill, can we stay on task here? All right. I'll call you another time about my body language. You can critique it. All right. I think I would enjoy that because I think I could help you out. Because, you know, when you have to clarify, which is my favorite term, I don't really like to call it lying. When you have to clarify a position, lying is really a distasteful word, you know? I mean, hell, even St. Peter clarified his position later on in life when he spoke about that night after Christ was arrested that night. Even he had to clarify. Bill, don't bring up St. Peter one more time, okay? It's starting to piss me off now. I'm sorry, Mr. President. You know I'm Baptist. Oh, I got it. Yeah, they yelled a bunch of questions. You answered one. They took the answer as another. Wow. Hey, Bill, do you mind if I ask you, how does this stuff come to you? I mean, you are such a gifted clarifier. It's incredible. Yeah. Mr. President, I have to tell you that it's just the way I am. I've been lying since I was a little kid. Yeah, I've been lying since I was a little kid. I'm good at it. Comes to me, flashes of brilliance. Yeah, ask Hillary, she'll tell you. She's tried to catch me all kinds of times, but I always wiggled out of that shit. That's why we're not very close these days. We make public appearances and all, but in terms of being, you know, friends and all, I lied more to that woman than Carter's got pills. Not President Carter, mind you, but, you know, the drug manufacturing company. I'm familiar with it. Okay, Bill, I think I got everything I need. Well, let me give you the coordinating instructions. That's a military term. Duffy White told me that, taught me that. He was one of my aides, carried the footballs from Tupelo, Mississippi. Marine, yeah. Coordinating instructions. Like the Marines give you a job, and then they give you some coordinating instructions so you don't screw that shit up, because you know how uptight those guys are. Yeah, I could never be one. They're a little bit wrapped for me. But anyway, Duffy taught me this. And here's the coordinating instructions. Okay. You looked up. Bunch of stuff got shouted. Okay. Your protocol person was over there. Your media person. And they were either looking at you with their eyebrows arched in case they didn't actually say this, like you said they did, but, and you were just shaking your head, no, 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 that I don't want to answer any questions. I think that's legit. And if they say nobody heard your media person say that, your response is, well, they don't really have to say it. They always look at me with their eyebrows kind of arched, like, do you want to do this? And then I'll either shake my head, or today, just for the sake of clarity, I decided to say no, 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 no. I didn't want to answer any question. Wow, Bill, let me just tell you, that's coordinating instructions are important, and that's awesome. All right, can't thank you enough. Can we make sure we keep this between you and me? Not a problem, Mr. President. Remember, my foundation, just get your people off my ass, all right? There's a lot of money in that thing. Last thing I need is people, the feds, if you will, poking around in my shit, all right? That's my golden parachute. Actually, it's more valuable than gold. What is platinum? I'm not sure how that old metallurgy shit works and commodity prices and whatnot. They always seem to be fluctuating on me, but it's more valuable than gold. That's for damn sure. Hillary and I put a lot of money, put a lot of time and effort into building that little nest egg we got there. I'll do my best again. Session's killing me over there. Click. So, there you have it. Yeah. That's a little bit of the, that's a little bit of the dialogue between Donald Trump and the gifted one, Bill Clinton. I'd be remiss if I did not point out a big All Marine Radio congratulations to former Sergeant Jake Wood. He is the founder of Team Rubicon. And and I'll play a speech. In fact, Ohio Man kind of sent me a little email about it last night. But if you did not see it, again, I say that as great as Marines are in uniform, quite possibly the stories that they write out of uniform might even be better. Okay, because in uniform, everybody confined to their own little job. Out of uniform, everybody unleashed to go around the country and do good things. And best of all, they do good things. So pretty cool. So you'll hear that this morning, as we get the news going. So, good morning to you. I'll tell you what we're doing today. First of all, let me give you an update on the chef. I got an email saying, hey, how's the chef? I talked to the chef yesterday. I actually counseled his ass. Okay. The chef, gets himself into trouble because he has some health issues that he brings on himself when he stops living a disciplined life and he goes back to different eating habits that he can't sustain anymore. So he got counseled pretty good yesterday. I use the word wire brushed. So he is on the mend. He will not be with us this Friday. He will be back a week from that. So, there's an update on the chef. What we're going to do today. I watched and I spoke about it yesterday, a documentary called House 2. Okay, the full title is Murder in House 2. Okay, and it's about Haditha. And so I think it's important to scrutinize these things and okay? Today you're going to meet a guy who was a part of that. His name was Neil Puckett. Now, Neil Puckett's going to get introduced to you today. We're not going to talk too much about Haditha, although we do a little bit. Okay, so, but what you'll do is you'll meet Neil Puckett. He's a retired Marine, joined the Marine Corps as an intel officer, went the funded law route because that was always an aspiration of his, and worked in the Marine Corps legal system on active duty for until he retired, got out, started a legal practice. Military justice was a part of that, and so he's been a part of some pretty high-profile events. Abu Ghraib, he was involved in that. And actually set me straight on that. I've said that nobody involved in Abu Ghraib that was senior was impacted. I was wrong. His client was. So Neil Puckett's going to join us. So we're going to meet him, talk about his career, and then we're going to talk about military justice, kind of a liberal arts discussion about military justice. How does it work? Who's responsible for what? Okay. How does it make sense? Okay. So we'll talk to Neil Puckett about that. That is the preparatory interview for another interview we'll do next week on his role in as the defense attorney, as the lead defense attorney in the defense of, at the time of the event, sergeant, got promoted to staff sergeant while he was awaiting trial by court-martial, and then was reduced to private as he exited the Marine Corps, Frank Wooderich. Okay? So you'll hear, we'll do that next week, but I want you to meet Puckett, and I want to kind of lay the groundwork for the next piece of this. Why is our look at military justice, why is our look at things like Mili, things like Haditha, why is that important? I think it's important to leaders for a couple reasons. One, is there things that I need to be aware of so that I can avoid it? Should I sail in harm's way and I'm responsible? Are there things I can know today that will prevent, possibly prevent that? So two, so that's number one. Number two, if this happens on my watch, what are the things I need to be aware of? And how are, what is my role as a leader in all of this? Okay, or does it all get blasted to hell by the military justice system? Okay, so from the consumer perspective, you would have that, okay? I also think it's illustrative to take a look at it. So how did the Marine Corps perform in all of this, right? Because the Marine Corps was on trial just as much as those individuals were. How did the Marine Corps handle it? And I will tell you, if you look at what happened, I think you can make a pretty good case that the Marine Corps handled it extremely poorly. Yeah. The Marine Corps did not acquit itself well in the whole handling of the Haditha event. Okay, and I say that, and again, not pointing fingers at individuals, but I say that pointing fingers at commanders, and then people that were responsible for developing the case and taking it to a commander as they developed the strategy, specifically the prosecutors involved in it, who developed the strategy, who brought it to the different convening authorities, of which there were four. Yeah. Starts out with Mattis, winds up with now General Thomas Waldhauser, who's at AFRICOM. He is ultimately the convening authority when the plea deal is reached. And the plea deal, when initially, Woodrich is charged with, I believe it's 9 counts of murder. Those are, I think, then reduced to negligent homicide. He pleads guilty to 1 count of dereliction of duty. His discharge is not even other than honorable. It's a general discharge. Okay? So that's how little the prosecution, and the prosecution offered that. That's how shitty their case was. So how does that happen? How does that happen? And ultimately, if you believe the documentary, if you believe the evidence that NCIS collects, and if you believe their agents who are featured in the documentary, the prosecution builds a case that is not supportable by the forensic evidence. And then they immunize people based on their theory and the fact that they're going to try to the prosecutorial theory, and then they immunize in support of that, but the forensics don't support the theory. How does that happen? So, and what's to me what's interesting enough about it is that you don't know the names. You know Woodrich's name, right? You know different name. You know Huck's name, Division Commander, 2nd Marine Division, who didn't do the investigation, right? You know Mattis's name. He was the initial convening authority. You know Waldhauser's name, right? He was the convening authority. Dunford at one point was a convening authority. Dunford, Waldhauser's the convening authority ultimately when the plea deal is reached. So, pretty interesting, but who brought this strategy and all of that? The commanding general, the convening authority? He doesn't do that. Who were the people that brought this to market? And how did they screw it up so bad? So, to me, there's a bit of a story in there that is yet to be told, right? That is yet to be told, or at least I mean, there's books out there that, so, We'll talk about it. And the cool part about All Marine Radio is we have the time to talk about it, right? We don't have to, take an hour and 15 minutes in a video. We can devote hours to it. How did something like that get screwed up? How did a case get built that wasn't supportable by the forensics? So anyway, so interesting. Interesting stuff. So Neil Puck is going to join us in about 20, 25 minutes. I recorded the interview yesterday, and then the Gunner's going to join us. He was all geeked up yesterday. He's geeked up. I'm interviewing Puckett, and then he's calling me because he's excited about this plate he got. So we'll talk about the plate. You can hear more about that in detail later on today. So, good morning to you. Hold on, let me read you an email. Dude, I'm not sure why I find you and your voices so entertaining, but I was sitting here laughing my ass off at your Clinton stuff. Truth be told, he is truly a gifted liar. And to quote the immortal George Costanza, it's not really a lie if you believe it. which is one of the great lying lines of all life. You know what? That is true. What's he say? Jerry, you know, it's not really a lie if you believe it. What? Yep. Here's another one. Mac Theater. Wow. Most plausible explanation yet. Yeah, he's a little kid who can't stop lying. Trump. And he thinks he's smarter than everybody in the room, and he thinks if he just keeps talking, at some point, everybody will nod their head. Okay, well, okay, Don, if you're listening, and I know you do. I know Kelly says, hey, Don, I think you should listen to Matt, because he's making sense again. Okay, these are not your minions. Okay? A lot of these people don't like you. Okay? Now, the problem's going to be if the segment that doesn't like you bleeds into the segment that likes you, okay? And you've touched that rail by going down the road the Dixie Chicks went on. Remember the Dixie Chicks? He nods his head. Hair doesn't move, but he nods his head. So, yeah, you remember them. They were the most popular group in country music when they got up George Bush's ass while they were in the UK. And their careers were destroyed. Okay, so you're messing with that mojo right now. So you gotta stop doing this, man. I don't know what this Vladophobia thing you have. Okay, nod your head. The Russians have interfered with every one of our elections. It's as plain as a nose on your face. Okay, you've got to be able to answer that question. Are they interfering today? Yes. Is Putin lying today? Yes. How do we know that? His lips are moving. Basic elements of things that you should say. And if you're confused about that, then you need to get unconfused. Because you are killing yourself. So, but again, in the spirit of Bill Clinton, what do? We play it forward, right? We say things like, yeah, I did great. Oh, yeah, there's people that thought it was awesome. Okay. But for the third day yesterday, just stepped in it. Painful. Absolutely painful to watch and ridiculous to even consider. Can you imagine the images of us handing over Americans to the Russians? Like, what in God's name are we talking about? Come on. Oh, my God. Anyway, good morning to you. Is there any hope left? Again, this is the system, right, that gave us, as a choice, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Good God. God help us all, okay? God save the Queen. God help everybody. All right? God's probably up there looking like, hey, don't lay that shit on me, man. Like, what can I do about Bill Clinton and his gift of lying? I've been doing this since I was a little kid. I'm good at it. Anyway, it's awful. President of the United States acting like an idiot. Right? Acting like an idiot. And the other piece of theater, painful theater was, you know, the Democrats saying, let's abolish ICE. All right? And the Republicans said, okay, we'll bring that to the floor. Abolish ICE, yes or no? Right. And be careful what you ask for there, crazy ones, because you're going to get the rest of the people running for office in trouble. All right. With all that said, we'll check the news here in a minute. The United States Marine Corps Band reminds us that there is a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all out there, right? It's out there. Right? Don't be afraid to rededicate your dumb ass to it. So, this is a reminder. And this is dedicated to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, okay? Maybe in the White House, not a bad day to take those up to the president and say, can we dial this thing back and rededicate ourselves to this, okay? And then can we find somehow or other the courage in public to say no to Vladimir Putin?
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident to thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
That's funny.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time.
That one's true.
Yeah, you know, PTSD. It's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage because once the bastards make a jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine? Were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
We gotta win. Alright. Wonder what's gonna happen today. Yeah, what kind of shit show events are gonna show up and darken the doorstep? Should be interesting, because you never know. Hey, can we, how about this? Let's keep the president just away from the TV for a day. Sarah Sanders, man. Come on. Can you imagine when Sarah Sanders walks through the door at night? Yeah. Her husband's in the house with the kids. She comes through the door, like, with whatever satchel bag she has, puts it down. He looks at her, and they just both start laughing. Like, are you kidding me? Like, how do you do that with a straight face sometimes? How do you not just snap on him? And then she looks and says, I need a drink, for God's sake. Oh, man. Painful, man. Painful. All right. 78 degrees in Quantico. Under mostly sunny skies. 82 at Camp Lejeune under sunny skies. Granbury, Texas, getting hot. 92 degrees at 9:42 in the morning. Blah! Under mostly sunny skies. Got a weather warning. Wonder what that's for. Either one of two things. Heat or tornadic activity. What do you think? I say heat. We'll check it out. Excessive heat warning. Mac, the clairvoyant. That's right. Clairvoyant. Headed for 107. Headed for 107 in Granbury. Oh, I just updated the temperature. It's 93 right now. 69 in Big Timber, Montana, under clear skies. 29 Palms, clear in 84. Pendleton, cloudy in 69. Okinawa, dark cloudy 82. Pretty normal there. A couple of storm warnings in effect. Marja in Afghanistan. Actually cooled off a little bit, 104 degrees late in the day. At the home of All Marine Radio, we are above 70 degrees. We're at 71. I normally do not like to see that, but we're looking for a high of 81 degrees today under sunny skies, 80 tomorrow under cloudy skies, and on Saturday looking for a high of 81 degrees. So that's the weather. I said I was going to do something, but now I forgot it. Oh, Team Rubicon, Jake Wood. So let me get that audio ready. Jake Wood doesn't do too much media stuff. Last night at the ESPYs, last night was, I think, other than, well, Christmas has it. Christmas has basketball. Thanksgiving has what? Football, right? Stop. Thanksgiving has football. I think yesterday was one of the few days of the year where there's not sports scheduled. Yeah. Baseball's the only thing going on. Football has yet to get going. The basketball leagues aren't playing, I don't think. Is WNBA playing? I don't really know. I don't rightly know. Rightly, that's how they say it in the South. Sounds like rightly. Yeah. It means rightly. They struggle with the language. Anyway, I don't rightly know about the WNBA. But anyway, and so they have the ESPYs normally scheduled on that day where ESPN creates a TV event. Hey, we got nothing. We can't have that. Let's fill it. What do we fill it with? And so they created the ESPYs where they give out their awards. Anyway, Jake Wood was honored last night. And I want to say the award he was presented was the Pat Tillman Award. So this is him accepting that award last night. And again, I've tried to get him on the program a couple times, and this goes back to when All Marine Radio started. He's one of the guys I had on a list because, you know, I don't know how I had heard of Team Rubicon a couple years ago. Looking for Marines, doing good stuff. And so anyway, Jake Woods got on my list. So the presenter is John Stewart. Now, if you only know John Stewart from The Daily Show, then you don't know all about John Stewart. You may or may not agree with John Stewart and his politics, but I will tell you this. John Stewart does incredible things for veterans. If you want to see somebody who seems to be always there doing something for veterans, John Stewart is that guy. So take a listen to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the recipient of the Pat Tillman Award for Service, Sergeant Jake Wood.
Devil dog all slicked up, got his hair going, as I said, I've reached out to Team Rubicon, but, and reached out to him, but he doesn't do a whole lot of stuff. So, but let me just tell you, before you hear him speak, those of you who don't know him, got a salty cover on and things like that. But it's kind of interesting when you read about him personally. All right. So if you go to their website, if you're looking for, you know, stuff about him, prior to Team Rubicon, Wood served as in the Marine Corps as a scout sniper with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so then it goes into, you know, his different accomplishments. But what we want is his detailed history in the Marine Corps. So, and I think I know it, but I don't want to screw it up. This is something from a Marine Corps website. Veteran Spotlight Team Rubicon. Interesting. Okay, all right, we'll listen to this, and I will dig up his Marine Corps bio. So, Jake Wood, all slicked up in front of the beautiful people at the ESPYs. Yeah, just bump knuckles with Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you. Thank you. Those are the most important words that I'll utter tonight. Thank you. Thank you to ESPN, to Marie Tillman, to Pat Tillman Foundation for selecting me for this award. Thank you to my mother, my father, my three wonderful sisters. Thank you to my loving wife and to the baby girl we're expecting this fall. I want to thank the University of Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, and the Badger football team. I want to thank the Marines of 2nd Battalion, 7th Marine Regiment, every one of them a warrior that answered their nation's call to service. You know, both the military and sports have an incredible ability to make differences in our society disappear. Things as simple as a uniform let team colors like red, blue, or gold, or a camouflage pattern unite us rather than have colors like white, black, or brown divide us. Hard work in the pursuit of a common goal forces collaboration and appreciation, and I have to believe that if we all served in an infantry platoon or played on a championship team, that we'd care more about what we have in common than what makes us different. Perhaps most importantly this evening, I want to thank the selfless men and women of Team Rubicon, like Danielle Gilbert and Eli Rivera here with me tonight. All right, give them a round of applause. They won the award. The kinds of citizens that America needs, men and women who put service above self, committed to putting differences aside to help their communities in their greatest time of need. You know, we have a saying at Team Rubicon that if Americans treated one another every day like they do after disasters, we'd live in a truly special place. Our nation's capacity to love our neighbors is near limitless after a Category 5 hurricane. We donate, we serve, and we pray. Citizens cross the proverbial train tracks to help those they wouldn't speak to the day prior. But why is it that in the months following a storm, we retreat back into our corners to dismiss the human beings that we'd come to love just weeks prior? We can do better, and we must do better. Know your neighbor. Know your neighbor, love your neighbor, help your neighbor. Doing that is the best tribute that we can pay to the memory of Pat Tillman, and it's the best thing for our country right now. Thank you very much.
How about that? Jake Wood, 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines. Holy shit, man. That was awesome. Jake Wood was a freshman offensive lineman with the Wisconsin Badger football program. He's a big dude, by the way. When the Twin Towers were attacked in New York City on September 11, 2001. Inspired by the first responders who risked their lives while trying to help others, and by former Arizona Cardinal Pat Tillman's selfless sacrifice, Wood joined the United States Marine Corps. He eventually was promoted to sergeant, served 4 years with tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, where he deployed as a scout sniper. Received the Navy Commendation Medal during his time of service, and was honorably discharged from the Marine Corps in 2009. From there, he co-founds Team Rubicon, and the rest is history. Upon returning to civilian life, his bio goes on, Wood saw the difficulties some veterans struggled upon leaving active duty. On January 10, 2010, Wood found a way to help veterans and also assist those in the greatest need. On that day, disaster struck Haiti in the form of a 7.8 magnitude earthquake. When he saw the devastation left in the wake of the tremor, Wood and fellow Marine William McNulty galvanized a group of veterans, first responders, and medical workers, and headed to the island nation with supplies in tow. This marked the beginning of Team Rubicon. And the rest is history. If you see Team Rubicon, right, holy smokes. Holy smokes. They've teamed with Verizon to raise money, and now he is a leader among leaders in terms of that. So, you know, timing and then, you know, seizing moments. And congratulations to Jake Wood, to Team Rubicon, and to everybody who's been a part of that program. So, and then his speech last night, motivating. Absolutely, positively motivating. Let me do a few headlines, and we're going to listen to Neil Puckett. But a great speech about, again, the things we talk about here. What our country is, our country isn't. And his speech is emblematic of that. It's not the garbage that you see at night on Fox and CNN and MSNBC. It is the day-in, day-out people of this country that make it great, right? And for whatever reason, we struggled to get to that truth, right? And let me just tell you, I've always said this. If the people in Washington, D.C. could behave with one-tenth of the courage and selflessness that a 19-year-old Lance Corporal, PFC, displays in contact with the enemy, our country would have no problems at all. Zero. Zero. If our elected officials could behave with 10% of the courage and selflessness that our young, brave warriors behave with, would not be an issue this country couldn't solve easily. But we struggle. We struggle. So, we'll take a quick look at headlines. Jake Wood reminds us of what we are. And what we are isn't what you see on the nightly news. That is the cherry-picked Jerry Springer garbage that comes to us so that people will continue to watch. So pay little heed to that. Pay little heed to that. All right. Let's see. Story about the Marine Corps now using the Mark 19 in the indirect fire mode. Headline, Marines practice rarely trained machine gun tactic that could take out Russian vehicles. Got it. Initial cost of the Trump military parade comes at $12 million, according to the DOD. Now, supposedly that's going to be outsourced. Another story. U.S. military veterans are divided over Trump's Russia comments. Whatever. I'm not sure. Like, how do you slice that one? How do you slice that one so that you can make it digestible? I'm not exactly sure. Again, if you can't admit that Bill Clinton was a pretty good politician, if you can't look at the truth and say, yeah, that wasn't real good, then come on, man. Come on, man. Interesting little mortar round thing. Marine Corps hang flashbang mortar rounds for the first time. Hang is a mortar term. Okay, it means when you put the mortar round at the opening, that means you're hanging the round. You've yet to drop it. Waiting for somebody to say fire. Anyway, the Marine Corps for the first time field tested a new flashbang mortar round during 2018 Rim of the Pacific exercise in Hawaii. While standard mortar rounds are designed to strike and destroy targets, these new, less lethal rounds can be timed to burst over the heads of individuals. From more than 1 kilometer away, troops could fire off what has been dubbed the non-lethal indirect fire munition, or the NLIDFM. How about that? Non-lethal-indirect fire munition. Which brings to bear the equivalent of 14 stun grenades simultaneously. Wow, according to the DOD. The burst is designed to deny enemy forces area to operate in or provide cover for troop movements while minimizing the possibility of collateral damage and risk to both civilians and friendly forces. Marines lobbed 56 flashbang mortar rounds during the field test on Monday. The field test is reportedly the first of the system, which is comprised of an 81-millimeter mortar system and a modified M853A1 illumination round. System's been in development for 4 years. Moderately interesting, yes. Non-lethal rounds. Why not? How much space are you going to use for your non-lethal rounds if you only have so much to carry? What about the non-lethal rounds, Gunny? Yeah, we won't need those. not that I can hear that as part of a conversation, but I can. Yeah. All right, top five stories in early bird. One, as Russians describe verbal agreements at summit, U.S. officials scramble to clarify. A lot of clarifications, man. A lot of clarifications. Too many. Okay. Hey, Vladimir Putin and the president are going to meet in private. Now, again, mind you, it's nothing that other presidents haven't done. Nothing that other presidents haven't done. So, anyway. So it goes. We'll see what today brings. Number two, report VA paid for thousands of unneeded medical exams for disabled veterans. Now, this is odd to me, okay? And the reason this is odd to me is because the system that they've instituted, right, the choice system is fraught with checks. And those checks happen because somebody's got to sign off on every one of them. Okay? On every one of them. Anyway, so the VA, film at 11. Good luck to them. Number three, Trump supporting tiny NATO ally Montenegro could lead to World War III. This is in Stars and Stripes, okay? So this is Tucker Carlson. So have a listen to this.
I said, I'm not losing. I'm still here. I'm fighting. I'm not losing. But I got to admit.
Okay. I don't know who that was. Somebody playing in the background. All right, listen to this.
This, along with many other issues, tonight we're running fewer commercials and airing our extended interview with the president. Here's part one of that conversation. Mr. President, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
The reaction to your press conference in Washington was swift and intense. Former CIA Director John Brennan described it as treasonous and a potentially impeachable offense. Why the push toward conflict with Russia in Washington on both sides?
Well, I think Brennan's a very bad guy, and if you look at it, a lot of things happened under his watch. I think
the part of the quote that I wanted to get to was talking about Montenegro. So Tucker Carlson asked him of why his son should come to the defense of tiny Montenegro. Now, I don't know if Tucker Carlson's kid is in the military. Maybe he is. Quote, President, I understand what you're saying. I've asked the same question. Wait a minute. That's the whole concept of NATO, right? If you're a member and you're attacked, we respond. Montenegro is a tiny country with very strong people, Trump said. They're very aggressive people. They may get aggressive, and congratulations, you're in World War III. Again, you know, it's just, you know, this isn't construction. We're not talking about snarky New York City garbage, okay? And it just seems like the president doesn't get it when it comes to grave issues relative to alliances. So we'll get another clarification on what he really meant to say about Montenegro. Of course he supports Montenegro. Of course if they got in trouble and NATO invoked Rule 5 that we would come to the aid. Of course, you know, the president, what he meant to say was, you know, I don't know. Is it appropriate to tell the president, just shut your yap, man? Painful. You know, another clarification. Another clarification. Initial trial, number four, initial cost of Trump parade comes to $12 million. And then number five, BRS breakdown. This service leads by far in troops switching to the new retirement system. Okay, which service is that? We know which service drinks and leads in binge drinking. That would be the Marine Corps. All right. The Marine Corps has the highest percentage of BRS opt-ins by far, 27.2%, nearly 10 percentage points ahead of the runner-up Navy. The Army has the smallest percentage of opt-ins. There you go. Marines are smarter. That's right. What about the binge drinking? We don't want to talk about that today. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, you're going to hear from Neil Puckett. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio. Email. Mac, do the Bill Clinton thing again. That was funny. And can you incorporate the hummingbird people with Bill Clinton in a conversation with the president? No. No, no. I'm not going to do that. I can't do it. Those things come to me, okay? They simply come to me. All right? So just so you know, I can't just like, I'm not like some wind-up doll. You just say, Mac, do this, like I'm some kind of dog or something. I have to be inspired. It comes to me naturally, right? So, you know, to just, like, roll out the hummingbird people. Don't be so mean to him. You know what he meant to say. Like, he's really in cahoots with the Russians. It's crazy talk, crazy talk. He's a wonderful man. He's a great president. Why you people keep trying to tear him down? I just don't understand it. Yeah, so I just can't, like, I'm not to the point as a performer where I can simply bust out the hummingbird people on request. It has to be a natural, I have to feel it, and then it comes. Just like doing Bubba Clinton. I just don't do Bubba Clinton and his lying consulting company. Alright? But whoever came up with, did I say would? Of course I meant wouldn't. Come on. It's, look, here's the text on the card. Somebody needs to produce that right away, okay? Yeah. Anyway, so we'll take a break. Neil Puckett coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.